Model number 26 is simply a picture of an acorn. You know, when you pick up an acorn off the ground as you're walking along, what do you see? You pick it up. It's an acorn. It's a seed. Yet if you look a little deeper, you can begin to see more than just that acorn that lays there in your hand. Can you see an oak tree? Can you see latent within that little acorn a giant spreading oak 150 years old? Or could you see a forest? Could you see in that little acorn the multiplying into a tree which produces other acorns, which produces other trees, which ultimately produces a gigantic, deep forest of oak trees? This acorn picture is merely one to remind you that your potential is far greater than you can imagine. If you look into yourself, and others may look into yourself, but you especially, you might say, well, I'm an acorn. I'm an acorn. There's not much I can do, just a little acorn. But I'm here to tell you, and I want you to believe with all your heart, because Jesus Christ believes this about you, your potential is far greater than you can imagine. You see, we live in a world of multiplied abundance. Look at the stars. You know, just suppose that 1 out of 1 trillion planets, 1 out of 1 trillion planets could support life in the universe. That would mean that there are 100 million planets out there that we could live on. 1 out of 1 trillion. There still would be 100 million planets. Man, just consider the abundance in the universe. And consider the abundance in you and I. Our brain directs more than 200 bones, 600 muscles. We have 40 miles of ducts in our body for perspiration alone. Your brain directs your heart that pumps 7 tons of blood every 24 hours. No wonder you're so tired. Your brain directs your lungs, and they breathe in and out 2,400 gallons of air every day. All these things are routine. You see, the brain carries this on as the routine of daily life. You have 2 kidneys, you can live with 1. You have 2 lungs, you can live with 1. You have 2 ears, you can hear with 1. You have 2 eyes, you can still see with 1. I read in Newsweek not long ago that described that the brain has 100 billion neurons. Talk about the power you have between your ears. You have 1,000,000K computer up there. And no man-made computer has come even near it scratching the surface of the brain's potential. Yet most of us use maybe 10% of our capacity. Some say Einstein might have used 15%. Can't you imagine your potential? Just physically, just mentally, think of your spiritual potential. You are raised in Christ and sitting in Christ beside the Heavenly Father, Ephesians tells us. What could you do? What's inside you? And I'm here to tell you that every time you see a little acorn, in fact, I have a little acorn that's stuck up on my bulletin board. I drill a little hole in it, put a pin through it, and it's on my bulletin board. And I look at it every morning to say, God looks down at me like I look at that acorn, and He says there's a tree in that kid. There's a forest in him. And I'm here to tell you that there's a sleeping giant inside you. And that sleeping giant is just waiting to be tapped by you. Begin acting on the power and the unlimited potential that God has given you. In fact, I'd give you a good assignment, and that's just take one of those yellow legal pads and just write at the top, my true potential. And don't let anyone see this. You might be embarrassed to do this. But just list down there. Begin to dream and talk to yourself about what you really could be. In fact, you might even write out, I could. I really could. And be an, and then write out whatever it is. If it's in the spiritual area, you might say, be a perfect example of Christ-likeness in every single thought and action and word I say, so that others look and say, this person is Christ-like. Or you might make it in the area of mental growth. I could be a scholar. I could earn my doctorate. Whatever you put that down. But list it out. What is your true potential? This is not a commitment that you're going to be this. It just reminds you, I could be, I really could be much more than I am. Every time you look at an acorn, or sometime you need to pick up one and put it on your dresser or near your mirror and remind you that you have greater potential than you can even imagine. And most people fall short because they don't tap this great potential.